What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to your voice note review of Chelsea 1, Arsenal 1. Pedro Neto with a fantastic strike to equalise for Chelsea after Arsenal went ahead in the second half. Not really a ding-dong of a game, but end-to-end, quite balanced and a very positive direction for Chelsea. However, they do need to start picking up points against the sides in and around them. Top four race looking well and truly on, up to third in the league. Arsenal back behind us in fourth, but Chelsea are looking all right heading into the international break. Of course, that being said, we'll see you afterwards. And you know what? We'll take that. A step in the right direction for Chelsea, a step in the right direction for the club, a step in the right direction for the Chelsea Echo, who knows? But Chelsea are doing all right and drew 1-1 with Arsenal. I'll hand you over to the boys.
Before I hand you over to the boys, though, it is important that we do touch on something that was said in that voice note review. Now, of course, listening to the post-match analysis and, of course, analysing the press conference, we did have a conversation very briefly there about the fact that Chelsea are yet to be a top four opposition rival. And this question was brought up to Enzo Maresca in the press conference.
I said many times, and I don't remember which one. Do you think that we deserve to lose against Liverpool? No, but it's football, can happen. So very soon we're going to win this kind of game. But for sure in this moment, the performance is very important, because if you draw tonight and you don't deserve the draw, probably you are happy about the result, but the performance is not good. I said many times, for me, Bournemouth away, we didn't deserve to win, and we win. And probably at home with the Palace or Forest, we deserve to win and we didn't win. So it's game by game. For sure, this kind of game, soon we're gonna win, but the performance has been very good.
Maybe finding just a little bit more conviction
for the team? No, I don't think so, because the team until the end was trying to win the game. It's just a matter to score one more goal than the other team. But I don't think that... I was more worried if the performance was not good enough, but I think we compete very well against City, against Liverpool, against United tonight, and this is important.
So a strong statement there from Enzo Maresca, basically saying that everything balances out at the end of the season. But obviously, let us know your thoughts in the comments section if you are listening on Spotify. And of course, if you're not listening on Spotify, make sure you hit us up on our socials at the Chelsea Echo on Twitter, and of course at the Chelsea Echo _ on Instagram. If you haven't listened to it yet as well, Final Score with the Score is available on Twitter. But if you want to listen to it back with all the sexy editing tomorrow, you can get the full show of Final Score on this feed as well. But before we talk about anything else with Final Score, and we need to move on, of course, Dan obviously wanted to talk a little bit about a player that didn't feature as much for Chelsea there, but could have been aiding in Chelsea maybe getting all 3 points and getting across the line.
I think given the fact that we had a scare in the first half and then, of course, going 1-0 down really poorly in the second, I think you've got to take the result. But I kind of want to focus more on one of the players who didn't really feature as much as I would have liked him to, and that was Christopher Nkunku. Took a while for him to come on, and by the time he came on, didn't really have much chance to impact the game. And I think it's probably a conversation me and Louis are going to be having moving forward, is Nkunku's future at Chelsea, because, you know, especially given that it wasn't Jackson's best game. Mudryk came on and I thought his game intelligence was very poor when Chelsea had chances to break. And you think about the speed and movement of Nkunku, and just kind of thinking about his long-term future. And in games like that, I feel like Nkunku should be a bigger player for Chelsea. And the fact that he sat on the bench waiting for the last like 5 minutes to get off, I think is not the best situation for him. And I don't think it's the best situation for Chelsea. So we'll see how that develops.
Dan is absolutely right. That is definitely going to be a conversation him and I will be having consistently over the next few months, especially with January looming. So make sure you stay tuned to the Chelsea Echo preview shows. And of course, 5 and 5 will be back for the January transfer window, giving your fix every single day. So make sure you follow the Chelsea Echo if you're not already. But of course, there were some other questions asked in the press conference. And in terms of players not being happy about not getting minutes at all, Noni Madueke apparently wasn't very happy about being taken off midway through the game.
No, the problem is that when you change a player, they are never happy. Probably the only way to be happy is after Wolves game, that he scored a hat-trick and we changed him, so he was happy. But it's not only about Noni, it's all about the players that they want to. It's also a good thing because they want to be there until the end. But in that moment, we saw in different way that probably Pedro with Timber could be a little bit more aggressive, and Misha also. So it was just a tactical decision, no more than that.
So, Nonni Madueke, not particularly happy about being taken off the pitch. But of course, do you think that he had the impact he should have done in the game? We have spoken about it previously on Final Score, especially after the United game. Does Nonni Madueke have enough impact in the big games? Let us know over on our socials. But of course, there is one man left who needs to talk this evening, and that is a man who gives you all the numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tom Masters and it's Stat Shaggers.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Now, Pedro Neto obviously, you know, scored that goal and had a very good game. But actually, the player I really want to talk about, and Louis is going to be stunned by this, is Mark Cucurella, who had a, I thought, fantastic game at left back and took Saka effectively out of the game largely. Made him certainly a lot less influential. Two block shots, three clearances, three tackles, wasn't dribbled past once, did make one foul, which he was booked for, but generally that was a very, very good performance from Mark Cucurella, and certainly one that I think shows we have pretty good depth in the wing-back positions. Malo Gusto and Reece James obviously also having their moments today. But Mark Cucurella, hats off to him. And that is a stat of the day.
I'm not particularly sure how to respond to that, because I never thought I'd hear Tom say anything positive about Mark Cucurella, considering it is somebody who he has had a vendetta against for at least 18 months. So, you know what? People learn, people grow, and Tom's done exactly that, just like Sparky has. So, big performance from him today. Big performance from Moises Caicedo, by the way, as well. We've not spoken about him, but we do talk about him a lot in the Final Score, so make sure you listen to that, of course. But that has been your voice note review of Chelsea 1, Arsenal 1. Let us know your thoughts over on our socials at the Chelsea Echo and at the Chelsea Echo _ on Instagram. But I've been Louis, that was Dan, that was Tom, and we had the bald man Enzo Maresca as well. Make sure you give us a 5-star review if you are new around here and have enjoyed this very brief overview of Chelsea's fixture in the Premier League. We're going to be taking a short break with the international fixtures, but we'll be back straight afterwards for all the games and every single bit of Chelsea news coming your way. We'll see you later. Ta-da.